It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, March 23rd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleas. A few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, 54 degrees.
A crash-free start to your Monday noontime drive. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. University of Utah Health is expanding its testing for coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with the details. Paul?
And Maria, this is a very large expansion. They can now say their partnership with ARUP lets them test up to 1,500 people per day. And they have in-car testing sites in Sugar House, South Jordan, Farmington, their Redwood location, and beginning later this week, Park City. But Dr. Kim Hansen says they do want to focus their tests on people who are showing serious symptoms.
Those who are asymptomatic would not qualify for testing. And those with mild cold-like symptoms, there will be some clinician judgment used at the time.
Dr. Hansen says most people with COVID-19 have a fever, but you don't have to have one to get tested. They're looking more closely at coughing and breathing problems. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
One clue for anyone wondering if they have the virus could be a sudden loss of taste and smell. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Oh, Rudy!
Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert tweeted that he can't smell or taste anything. He tested positive for coronavirus a couple weeks ago, but now doctors say this could be a sign of the illness before someone is tested. For example, several patients who are still waiting their results in the UK described losing their senses of smell and taste, even though they were not congested. The New York Times says British ear, nose, and throat doctors now say that adults who lose their senses of smell should isolate themselves, even if they have no other symptoms. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City Mayor Mendenhall is among the leaders in Utah concerned about large groups getting together and greeting returning missionaries at the airport. She posted a video to Facebook this morning to say, this is not okay.
This isn't safe for those missionaries or those families or the people who are coming to celebrate. This is the way the disease spreads. We are working with our airport and with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to create a strategy and make sure that this doesn't happen again.
She says we need to continue with social distancing guidelines by staying 6 feet apart from others and staying at home as much as possible. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Some are calling for a lessening of social distancing restrictions to place across the nation, and President Trump seems to agree. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
President Trump announced last week that the federal government was recommending for 15 days that Americans avoid social gatherings with more than 10 people and stay home from restaurants and work and school. Those guidelines were not mandatory, and many state and local officials had already put into place even more strict regulations. Over the weekend, the president provided little indication of what he plans to do at the end of that 15-day period.
President Trump hopes that he won't have to extend the guidelines, but says it is still possible. California is now shutting down some park and beach parking lots to force people to shelter at home after another weekend of large crowds. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Leaders here in California are frustrated that many people treated the stay-at-home order over the weekend more like a beach vacation than a quarantine. Now ordering beach parking lots closed, floods of visitors went to beaches in Bolinas, California. Local residents held up signs ordering visitors to go home.
This isn't a spring break. It's not vacation. There's a pandemic. We're all supposed to stay at home.
Signs are posted saying, if you don't live here, go home and stay there. You're putting us in danger. The pandemic has completely halted organized sports, and Olympic officials are scrambling to make decisions with the Tokyo Games to kick off mid-July. ABC's TJ Holmes has more.
Australia and Canada are out, announcing they will not send their athletes to the 2020 Summer Olympics in Japan, citing fears about coronavirus. This comes as the Japanese Prime Minister admitted his country has no other option but to consider postponing the Games.
We spoke with American track and field Olympian Eric Kennard, who's on board with postponement.
I believe the best thing for all parties involved is for the games to be moved into 2022.
So we may be without the Olympics this year.
Veteran member of the International Olympic Committee, Dick Pound, says he's nearly certain the games will be postponed. Investment bank Morgan Stanley is predicting that the economic impact of the pandemic could be a 30% drop in gross domestic product for the second quarter. One report says nearly 40 million jobs could be lost during the crisis. Business analyst Daniel Geltrude told ABC the government's plan to send $1,200 checks to Americans may not make a difference in the long run.
The core issue is people are losing their jobs. So we really, the problem here is to preserve the jobs, not necessarily send people checks.
And in Washington, the Senate will take another go at passing an enormous $2 trillion bill to provide economic relief amid the pandemic. With both sides of the aisle at odds over details of the bill, may feel like it's expected to fail again. Utah's two senators will not be voting on the Senate floor anytime soon after being placed in self-isolation. Senator Mitt Romney says both he and Mike Lee are back in Utah after being in close contact with Rand Paul, the first member of the Senate to test positive for COVID-19.
I was required to go into self-quarantine. I was not able to stay and vote. They told me to get into a self-quarantine, and Mike Lee was in the same position. So we are both home, and we're going to be staying away from anybody.
Romney says he'll be away from his wife for 2 weeks since she has MS and could potentially be and is immunocompromised. Coming up on KSL News Radio, do our hospitals have enough supplies to get us through the pandemic? And a look at your noontime drive.
You're good to go on I-15 if you're traveling north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. In these times of coronavirus, the future is uncertain, but the IRS will continue to collect. If you are struggling with IRS problems, now is the time to act. Settlements are at their best when you are at your financial worst. The best thing you can do is strategically attack the problem with effective representation strategies while the economy is facing coronavirus. The IRS looks at someone's ability to settle based off their reasonable collection potential, which takes into consideration home and vehicle equity, 401k and IRA, disposable income, and cash on hand. All of these are potentially negatively impacted by coronavirus. The cards are stacked in your favor to tackle your IRS tax problem. Don't let fear paralyze you. Now is the best time to act. Visit taxhelput.com to schedule your free consultation. And this can all be done with a video conference in the convenience of your own home. That's taxhelput.com.
Do you put most everything down the garbage disposal? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm sure you've seen those lists of things you can and can't put down the disposal and then ignored it and did whatever you wanted to. There may have even been this small part of you that was like, ha, I knew that would go down the drain. Most people think those recommendations are to protect your disposal, but more than that is to keep you from putting things down the drain that can collect on the walls of the drain over time. Things like grease, banana peels, potato skins, coffee grounds, stuff like that. Whether you follow those recommendations or not is up to you, but if you ever find yourself with a blocked drain that you can't clear, Any Hour Services has a risk-free drain clearing special for any homeowners listening. We'll clear any drain with normal access for only $43. And if we can't clear it, you don't have to pay. If water's supposed to drain down it, we can clear it. Sinks, tubs, toilets, showers, floor drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. $43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services to schedule an appointment at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700. Any Hour Services.
It's nearly time for the much-anticipated 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen at home. Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, University of Utah Health announcing this morning that they are expanding testing for coronavirus. The organization says it can now test 1,500 patients per day. We'll continue to keep you up to date on that story right here on KSL News Radio. Healthcare workers around the country are worried about the supply of medical equipment. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
An ER doctor in Leominster, Massachusetts, simply posted on his Facebook page that the government needs to take extreme measures to meet COVID-19 demands. Supplies running out, Dr. Josh Lerner says, because treating those who are sick requires so many precautions.
For any one patient, there are multiple healthcare workers who are at the bedside. Each of them need the PPE, N95 masks, gowns, gloves, face shields.
PPE stands for personal protective equipment.
We are doing our best to start to try to ration the N95 mask, which is probably one of the more important pieces of PPE.
Dr. Lerner says manufacturers should start producing these as quickly as they can, and he's recommending that politicians and everyone else stop bickering.
We should be working together to really mobilize as an entire nation to both produce the PPE that we need, to shuttle resources into research and development of treatments and vaccines.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Meanwhile, New Jersey officials are implementing new rules to ensure hospitals can function during the outbreak.
To preserve hospital capacity in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy suspended all elective surgeries as of Friday. It applies to both medical and dental operations that can be delayed without undue risk to patient health. Murphy said it's a response to the dramatic shortfall in personal protective equipment. The executive order also requires any business, medical or otherwise, to take an inventory of masks, gloves, ventilators, respirators, or anesthesia machines so the state can keep track. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time, past 12:09. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Maria. Our Monday noontime drive off to a great start. Much lighter traffic than we'd normally see, and that's to be expected. So Valley Freeway traffic actually looking really good. No accidents there. Our main secondary's in pretty good shape, although we do have a crash with possible injuries in Midvale, 7200 South at 200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Got some storms out there, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 54 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, Salt Lake International Airport is asking people to observe social distancing suggestions with hundreds of missionaries returning home. You'll hear more on that on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
At University of Utah Health, compassionate caregivers have made them the care that more Utahns trust. There's only one you. Learn more at uofuhealth.org.
Hey, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The U of U announces big expansions in the amount of testing they can do for COVID-19. Their partnership with ARUP lets them test 1,500 people per day. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says it's not okay for large groups to gather at the airport to welcome home missionaries. She posted a video to Facebook saying people need to respect social distancing guidelines. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic light and rolling along, but watch for a crash with possible injuries in Midvale, 7200 South at 200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon showers and storms, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A wave of new cases in the U.S., with New York State the epicenter. Out of the more than 41,000 confirmed cases nationwide, New York has nearly 21,000. Governor Andrew Cuomo says after receiving a new surplus of masks, his state now focused on getting enough temporary hospital space for the rise in severe cases to come, ordering hospitals for a 50% increase in capacity.
I see it as a wave that will break at one point, and the question is, what is the point of the break? And if, when the wave breaks, does it crash over the healthcare system?
The federal government announcing America is nearly halfway into a 15-day social distancing crackdown goal. That happens, and what happens after that depends even in some states, including the government, that are looking to lessen the restrictions.
President Trump announced last week that the federal government was recommending for 15 days that Americans avoid social gatherings with more than 10 people and stay home from restaurants and work and school. Those guidelines were not mandatory, and many state and local officials had already put into place even more strict regulations. Over the weekend, the president provided little indication of what he plans to do at the end of that 15-day period, saying he hopes he won't have to extend the guidelines, but said it is possible. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Bipartisan negotiations on Capitol Hill falling short, leading to a debate as Congress tries to strike a deal on a massive stimulus package for Americans and businesses. The Senate this past hour taking up a procedural vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meantime, expected to hold a briefing this hour, where she's expected to introduce a separate stimulus bill in the House. And some new hope in hard-hit Italy. For the second day straight, Italy's government is registering smaller day-to-day increases in new coronavirus cases. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, special coverage on Utah's new news.
The Salt Lake International Airport is asking people to please respect social distancing guidelines. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is emphasizing the importance of a two-week self-isolation for returning missionaries. This after large groups gathered to greet hundreds of returning missionaries in the airport parking lot yesterday. Airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer tells Dave and Dujanovic they had a protocol in place, but people didn't follow it.
And we had worked with the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints and got the message out to those families to limit it to two people per missionary. We also asked that they remain with their car because of the concern right now, rightly so, of everyone's health and safety. Well, unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And so moving forward, we're continuing to try to get the word out to anyone, whether it's families and friends of missionaries, other colleagues that are arriving. If you're coming out to the airport, you need to limit the number who are coming out to greet those individuals.
She says there were some families who followed the request to only bring two people and stick with their cars.
But there were others who brought out a lot more. We even, when the parking garage attendants would greet people at the entrance to the garage and reminded all the drivers to remain in their cars until their missionary arrived. But unfortunately, people just didn't follow our instructions. So, you know, it's really critical moving forward, just for the health and safety of everyone, that people follow this request.
Vollmer adds that curbside pickup is much easier now with fewer people at the airport. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get a look at your drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Just one accident out there. It's in Midvale, 7200 South at 200 West. Maybe injuries involved, but overall, we're not seeing any kind of delays. And that's on your freeways, main secondaries, and side streets. It's pretty quiet out there on the roads. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Latest on your 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
59 today, scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, more rain and 52, and then 45. It's cooler on Wednesday with more rain showers mixing with snow. Rain and snow showers possibility on Thursday as well. Friday, partly cloudy, 48. It's still cool. And then it warms up a little for the weekend. Partly cloudy Saturday, 52. 56 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 55 degrees. And taking a quick check of your money news at this moment, the Dow right now down by more than 600 points. That after the Senate fails to advance a coronavirus aid bill, and the talks do continue. We'll keep you up to date on the bill as well as your money news. We'll have a check at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:20.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orme or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
Whether you're military, active, or a vet, or you served right here at home as a first responder or frontline medical, you know more than most that PTSD is real. Does it seem like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't work? Imagine what it would be like if you could really ease your PTSD. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment approach. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Whether you're a vet, active military, first responder, or frontline medical, there is a discount for you. Tame your PTSD. Find out more. Visit ResetUtah.com today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on, well, a little bit longer today on KSL News Radio. We have a special programming from 12:30 to 1. So, Lee, you are coming up today at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. I've made an observation over the past few hours. Mm-hmm. It's an unfortunate one, and if I'm honest, I hope that I'm wrong. It is that the United States Senate may be facing a task beyond its abilities. It is fractured. It is uncertain how it will proceed. It has made attempt after attempt over the past few days to pass legislation aimed at helping the situation nationwide, and thus far has been unable to accomplish that task. I'm going to dig into that. We're going to look at what's happening in the United States Senate today, including hearing from Senators Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, who are both in quarantine right now. right now after coming in contact with Rand Paul, senator, who has tested positive. Remote voting may be able to save the day. Not sure if the Senate, though, is nimble enough to pull that off. Also, going to look at the Olympics. Looking like it's going to be postponed a few years. We'll see about those details on today's episode of Live Mike.
All right. And again, today, Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 1 o'clock. At 12:30, we have special programming bringing you some special information about the coronavirus. We hope you will stay with us for that. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25 is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Boeing is suspending all production at its facilities in Washington State. The company is completely stopping production around the Puget Sound area for 2 weeks. Truck drivers continue to work with many other industries shutting down. While carrying essential supplies across the country, they still have to stop for bathroom breaks, and this puts them at risk for contracting coronavirus. The world's largest hotel chain just furloughed 4,000 corporate employees. Marriott says a plunge in demand due to the coronavirus forced them to lay off two-thirds of the staff at their headquarters in Maryland. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 666 points. It sits at 18,508. That's a loss of about 4 percentage points. S&P 500 is down by 74, and the NASDAQ, it is off right now by 82 points. And a reminder that those numbers are in negative territory because the Senate has just failed to pass the stimulus package bill, but they are still working on that, and the markets are waiting for them to do that. IBM is offering up its speedy supercomputer to help combat the new coronavirus. ABC's Todd Ant has details.
Doing its part to help fight the pandemic, IBM says it's working with the White House and the Department of Energy to make its computing power more accessible to researchers tackling COVID-19. The 16-system supercomputer called Summit takes up as much space as two tennis courts. President Trump says the hope is that researchers could use it to map out how the virus spreads.
They're going to be contributing a lot of different things, but primarily computing resources to help researchers discover new treatments and vaccines.
Universities and other tech companies will decide which researchers across the globe will get access to the supercomputer. Todd Ant, ABC News.